labil.
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien, recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Valentino on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, One of These Nights, originally done by the Eagles. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to the program. We started the show off with the Botticelli Orchestra, right back where we started from, a Maxine Nightingale tune from the 70s. How are you? It's good to be with you for another week here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for... Those holidays there to be celebrated that you probably never knew were there to celebrate, but you might as well celebrate them because that's what they're there for. So just go ahead and celebrate them because you might as well celebrate them because they're there. Beginning with August 1st, I can't believe it's the 1st of August 2025 already, but that's the way the time flies. It's International Mahjong Day. So grab your tiles and show off your strategy skills or just enjoy the click-clack sound of a good shuffle. I've never played it in person. I've always played it online, so I don't understand that. Also, it's Respect for Parents Day, so give your mom or dad a call. Better yet, do the dishes without being asked. Just show up and do the dishes. Yeah, put them in the dishwasher and let that do the work. And don't forget dessert. It's National Raspberry Cream Pie Day. Well, that's good for breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, anytime. Light, fruity, and legally yet delicious. How about that? August 2nd is National Coloring Book Day, inviting you to break out the crayons or colored pencils or the markers and revisit your inner artist, even outside the lines. But it's always nice to do a mandala if you're an adult or a G.I. Joe picture if you're a child or something like that. It's also Ice Cream Sandwich Day, so get some of the crumbs on your coloring book. And yeah, it means two cookies hugging frozen joy. So there you go. So however... you make an ice cream sandwich. And for the generous of pocket, it's Take a Penny, Leave a Penny Day, meaning that little box at the cash register, you can either leave a penny or take a penny. It's the original thinking of paying for the car behind you. Spare Change Heroes, that one's for you if you still carry cash and change. August 3rd is Sunday, brings us Watermelon Day. Seed spitting is optional. It's also National Grab Some Nuts Day. Now, this you have to take this very carefully because it's not what you think. Almonds to pistachios, snacks. Grab some nuts, you know. Yeah, that's delicate. I'm allergic to them, so I can't eat them. It's also Clean Your Floors Day because after you shell those nuts, you made a mess and your socks have been talking behind our backs. Yeah, August 4th is honoring our four-legged heroes on Assistance Dog Day. Guide dogs, therapy dogs, and their amazing humans who have them. It's also Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. That is self-explanatory. It is also Single Working Women's Day. To the multitaskers keeping everything running, that's for you, and women do that very well. that's another delicate one. Anyhow, August 5th. Is the oddball of the week. It's National Underwear Day. Yeah, that's right. Whether you wear boxers, briefs, bloomers, or bikinis, today is the day to celebrate what lies beneath. If that's not reason enough, maybe it's just time to do laundry. Yeah, also it's Oyster Day, so shuck carefully. And Tomboy Tools Day, celebrating the power of women who knew their way around a toolbox. August 6th is Wiggle Your Toes Day. Don't know why, but mine do it automatically. It's Fresh Breath Day, so make sure you get out the Listerine and toothpaste. Because it's also Root Beer Float Day, because ice cream and soda together are just wonderful. And finally, August 7th, we wrap the week with a particularly preposterous packaging day. A salute to overwrapped USB cords, childproof pillboxes, and bubble wrap that we can't stop popping. It's also Lighthouse Day, beaming with coastal charm. And Professional Speakers Day. And that includes us here on the radio. And you wouldn't tell by the way I talk sometimes. Those are the holidays you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate. Here's Lex de Azevedo, If Not For You, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, that was Anthony Ventura and Je T'aime. That's a hot one, isn't it? Yeah, Barbara Streisand before that and the theme from Evergreen. She wrote that with Paul Williams, I believe. And Frank Jaxfield in there with Afternoon Delight. Boy, that was a racy bit there. Wow. Paul Marriott, Ebony and Ivory, and Lex de Azevedo, If Not For You, an Olivia Newton-John song. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here is... Enoch Light here with a weird one. His rendition of Bond Street, Burt Bacharach hit on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Yeah, that's bizarre, all right.
in our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Relaxing and Easy. John Fox there with Let Me Love You Tonight. Love Me Let You. Yeah. Before that, Percy Faith with the Lover's Concerto and Frank Purcell with Day by Day. I'm Eric O'Brien. Nice to be with you. It is now time for Guinness World Records recently achieved, starting in somewhere. It didn't give me a place. But Nash Keen, born at just 21 weeks gestation and weighing only 10 ounces, celebrated his first birthday and was officially declared the world's most premature baby to survive. He beat the previous mark by one day, highlighting a breakthrough in neonatal care. Let's see. The world's largest claw machine is in Cebu, Philippines. The Playfair Arcade unveiled a Claw King, a machine measuring 1,761 feet cubed, I think. That's what it says here, earning the Guinness title for the largest claw machine ever built, 1,761 feet, 17 feet long, 13 feet tall, and 8 feet wide. Molly Weaver cycled the entire coastline of Great Britain, approximately 7,730 kilometers in 21 days, 10 hours, and 48 minutes, beating the former record by 17 hours. She averaged about 370 kilometers a day. We haven't heard about David Rush lately. Nothing new, but actually there is some stuff in the works here. David Rush and Jonathan Hollywood Hannon, his neighbor, popped 10 balloons between their bodies in 7.5 seconds, faster than the previous 11-second mark. It's awaiting Guinness verification. He had an unofficial attempt involving balloon popping by other methods, still unverified, and late in this month of July, previously recorded success with a ping pong ball bounced on two bottle caps 10 times in just 2.09 seconds, officially verified shortly before July 29th. So there you go. That's what he's been up to. Well, I'm sure we'll hear more in the near future here. Anyway, we can reminisce about his past achievements. Here's Sid Dale in the orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
Relaxing and Easy is your summertime radio companion.
Richardson and his orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, Too Much Heaven, a Bee Gees tune from 1978, I believe, yes. Buddy Morrow in there with Give Me a Little Sign. Brenton Woods did that originally. I'll Never Fall in Love Again by Floyd Kramer and the John Gregory Orchestra and Fly Away, and Sid Dale with Reminiscing. Meanwhile, here is Dick Baker. Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Mancini takes us up to the top of the hour with a theme from the Pink Panther. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
We'll be.